It's that kind of day.
Oh, God.
Cheers.
Are we
podcasting and having a beer?
We are podcasting and having a beer, and that is our business.
It is well deserved.
If you are here at the old hashtag #IMomSoHard podcast, and you want to see more of these lovely ladies, you can go to...
Don't be shy about it.
Go to iMom's...
You know what? They should go to imomsohard.com to get tickets for our tour. The tickets are all on sale now.
That's right.
But you go to YouTube if you want to get a good look at these lovely ladies and cardigans that are all balled up. And
yeah. I've been wearing the same. I gave away a lot of my clothes, and I think I went overboard. Four bags. And so now I have, I'm at that place where I'm like, I overdid it. Tends to be how I roll. Like, I'm like, keep clothes for 12 years and then get rid of everything and have three things.
That's why I don't like to get rid of anything. I wake up in a cold sweat because I'm like, I would have worn that shirt today.
No, see, I'm like the opposite. I wish I could just wear literally like a black t-shirt, a white t-shirt, and then back to the white t-shirt for the rest of my life forever and ever.
I'm thinking about, because I did do like a hardcore like closet cleanse. But I wonder if I should have you help me do it sometime, because sometimes I get emotionally tied, even like when we're doing a video or a podcast, I'll get emotionally tied to a thing for some reason.
But I'll get emotionally tied because I see you in the thing and I'll be like, no, you wore that in our one video.
Well, oh my God, I have so many. Like
I would be the worst.
This shirt that we did our first video in, I can't get rid of and I never will. I just won't be able to.
Oh my gosh, but that was a cute one. Mine was the Rams t-shirt that was four sizes too small and I spilled wine all down the front. It's still in the laundry. It's 8 years old.
Oh, we're doing great.
You guys. You can go to our Instagram, Twitter, all the things, TikTok, all of that.
We're on all the stuff. And please rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast because we like that. And people like that.
Also, I just want to say, I'm fucking stoked to do our live show. I think it's going to be very, very different and fun. And I think Jen and I are going to kick down the doors on a lot of shit that like we all need to talk about and hear about. And I'm like, I can't stop writing. I just want to keep digging. We're having so much fun getting it on its feet. And we want to do is just make you guys feel good and laugh. But I also think like this one is going to feel different.
Well, it's very different in a lot of ways because as we've been like talking about it and, you know, sort of ideating and getting stuff down on paper, we're like, you know what's harder about kids that are like over age five? Because
they're mean?
Yes. Below age five, it's physically exhausting. You're like, you're picking them up.
Yeah.
You're doing everything for
them.
But
you can outsmart them for the most part.
But when they're over five, it is mentally exhausting. Like you're
mentally
at the end of your rope, emotionally.
You're older.
Yes. You're like, you've left it all out on the field in every way.
Yeah.
When they're
you've
older.
Literally taken them to a field and then they want to play like emotional sparring with you after you've done like nothing but hand out snacks for a team of 30. And they're like, can I have this? Why? Why can't I? I want that. Why can't we go? I want to go eat tacos. Why can't we have tacos? We have tacos at home, but your tacos aren't the same tacos. I'm
oh
like,
God.
I'm, when can I press mute? Why?
And then it's like you get them to bed or you get them like reading or just so that you have a second to like do this, which my husband and I always joke about that we're always going, okay.
Yeah.
About 40 times a day.
I know.
We're like, which means, okay, on to the next thing that I have to do right now. But I need like time to like give myself a break and to not scream at my husband to put his plate in the sink. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, it's called a tour. And I'm not going to lie. I can't wait. I have said in the past, I will be honest. There have been times in the past, and I'm the first to admit, like there's been times in the past when I knew we were going to go on a show. And again, all of you that are kind of wondering how all this works, we have rules for ourselves. We're not gone for more than 3 or 4 days at the very, very most. We try to do shows on like Thursday, Friday, and we'll travel, bookend it. But like
one time we were gone for almost 10 days and we almost died.
We almost died.
Each other and we're crying like for the last 6 days.
Yeah, we were looking at pictures of each other's kids.
Yeah.
Because we felt so homesick. And so we have these rules for ourselves and they're great. And as the kids get older, you're like, that window can really open up. And like, I am like, I'm ready to go back on the road. I really am. There's been a couple where I'm like, I'm not ready. Like we just got home. We're going to go out again or whatever. Not now. Nope. I'm ready. No. I'm really ready. I'm ready to see people that like me.
My daughter, who loves to have like deep conversations about how much life hurts, which, hey, she got it for me. She has told everybody at school how mommy's going back on the road, and she's really sad about it.
And she's like, selling it.
But guess what? All those teachers and friends, they're on my back. They're like, mommy's going to work.
Yeah, mommy's going to work. First thing I'm going to just say, and y'all are going to be really enjoying this complaint, is I feel tricked in the fact that I just called my parents yesterday, and it was warmer in Nebraska than it was in California, and we paid 25 times the cost of real estate. And my parents, I think, were playing that long game of like, I told you so. Like, California's not so great now, is it? We've been 6 weeks, regular temperature, 46 degrees.
Yeah, it's not like that here.
At night, 38 degrees.
Yeah.
And it snowed. It snowed in Burbank.
All over. Yeah, our friend that lives in Santa Clarita, it snowed up there.
It's snowing.
A desert basin.
It's a desert basin. We are in the upside down. I need everything to correct. My kids are like, mommy, look, it snowed. And I'm like, don't wish for it.
Well, we had like power out. We had the internet out for a long time.
You guys lost your plumbing.
My kids have never taken the idea. It's all hard for all of us to think like, oh, how could what I do or my daily habits somewhat have like a lasting effect on the universe,
right,
or like Earth? But my kid, my Dash said to me, goes, this global warming, I haven't had internet in 2 days. Like nobody's ever been so fired up and like on a mission to stop global warming.
Wait, the weather stopped the Wi-Fi? Well, now there's a reason.
Yeah. So now he's got a new cause that he's – and I'm like, can we just start with cleaning up your room, like your tiny environment? Can we do that, or the environment of your underwear?
Honestly think that my kid's environment might be making a tear in the ozone layer just based
on – the methane gas that kids produce.
Oh, you and I have talked about this. So Finn, I don't – you know, I try very hard to be respectful of – his journey into pubescence, and like obviously I would be careful about anything that was disclosing too much, but I'm just gonna say it right now. We've gone into the new space of foot odor that will literally put a hole in a brick wall. He came into the house yesterday and was very excited because where he goes to school, it snowed a little bit, but it was more rain.
Crazy.
So he was a little bit wet. And I was like, I felt assaulted. I was like, wait, like it's sour. There's a smell. And then he sat down next to me and took his shoes off. And I thought someone had slapped me in the mouth. I was like, you gotta go.
Oh man.
It's new because you know, when they used to have like stinky little dogs, it was like, like, you know, detergent and a little bit of dirt and like they're little stinky dogs. And you do that game where you put your feet up against their nose and you'd be like, stinky feet. And then they would laugh. I would do anything than,
oh my God,
if my,
it smells like only a wrestling mat.
The only way I'm doing that is if literally his life depended on it. They were like, this kid, you have to take a deep whiff of his feet in order for him to see tomorrow. I'd say, yes, okay, fine. Of course, I'll do it. Any other reason? Absolutely not. No money?
No. Even my seven-year-olds, they're that way. They're intolerable. And you know how I know this? And I can say it because my feet are that way. They are my kids, which is kind of what we're going to talk about today.
Like, foot odor family. So I'm actually in a whole new world.
My husband's
– my breath will kill a bird, but foot odor
– I have horrible pits and I have horrible – crotch and I have horrible feet. Like anything on my body.
I'm not saying my downstairs, there isn't times that I'm like, woof. Is that
that's why I say
how long have I been wearing these pants?
If it's got a corner that goes in, you get in there and you hose it out.
They don't.
But
they don't.
My husband doesn't smell that bad. His feet do, and it's because he will wear the same pair of slides without socks for thank God he's not wearing socks with them because
My husband is very lucky because he really doesn't have body odor on any level. His mouth smells good and his body smells good. But I've also seen him wash himself in the shower. And I love my husband, but that guy will figure out a way to do the thing the easiest way and sort of like cut corners. Oh. He does not do that in the shower. Great. It is an aggressive cleaning. I mean, he's in full squat. I don't know. His mom and dad taught him well. Like they
good
were like,
for you,
I'm like,
Colin.
Oh my God. Like you're bent over. Like, meanwhile, my son and my daughter, they're like, just a breeze by of a loofah on your shoulders. That's
clean. That
doesn't
count. No, I saw this thing that was like a post on this mom thing that was like, that is helicopter parenting. If you stand outside and shower and tell your 9-year-old how to shower. And I'm like, no, it's not. I would get called in by CPS if I didn't 100%. Do that because
100%. You know why? Because they just stand in there in the hot water.
It feels good.
Feels good.
Absolutely.
They're probably like, you know, touching stuff, but not in a washing way.
And there are times like Delilah, I'm like, let's open the door. I got to go in there and I got to get, like, they had crazy hair day yesterday.
Yeah.
And then today they had picture day, which was really poor planning. Ooh. On the stucco part.
They're like, okay. We can't get the purple out.
Yeah. No, she's got pink down the back of her head today. Like, she washed it 2 times. Luckily, it's not in the front, which is good. But, like, if I don't stand there and check in and I have to ask things like this, did you clean the place where poop comes
That's
out?
That's exactly what I say. The hole where poop comes out.
Because they'll be like, the cheeks? Sure.
The cheeks,
sure,
the cheeks are really clean. And I'm like, no, nope. We're,
did you clean the front part underneath everything? There, did you get in there?
And then you're like, but don't get in there too much. Don't go all the way in there. Yeah, you're but just give it a nice once over with.
Absolutely.
And don't go too aggressive.
It's a good reminder for me too.
It's a good reminder for me. But yeah. I'm just saying, like, we're doing our best. I have to give a shout out, you know, Julie Bowen from Modern Family, who I just really love her. She came up, and I'm going to butcher the name of it, but she came up with this like cleanser for like, it's really geared towards like prepubescent and pubescent boys.
Great.
And on the directions, I can't remember the name of it. I want her to come on our podcast because I think she's such a badass. But it's called like, she calls it, cracks, butts, nuts, and pits, nuts, and guts.
Oh,
or pits, nuts, and butts.
I just read about this.
And it's really cool. And she's like, she's got these two boys and they are literally like, you know for a fact, she's yelling at them, get your pits, nuts, and butts. Like,
oh, yeah, they're twins, right?
They're twins. And yeah. They're like ornery and like, you know, I think she's single. She's divorced. So I think she's like, but I love that there is this product that sort of gears towards this like very blunt talk. We are not helicopter moms because we're on the out. You think we want to stand in there and go,
God, no.
Hey boy, I really want to manage your shower. Ugh. What I want is for you to actually shower.
Yes.
And don't tell me like at one point, God bless him. My son was like, well, I washed my wiener. And I go, well, no. And in my head, I was like, my preliminary thought was, I'm glad to hear he washed his wiener. Wait a minute. Did he just?
Get the rest? Yeah.
No.
Okay.
So he had just washed his wiener in the sink.
It feels like you get it.
And then I go.
No, in the sink?
In the sink. I go.
It's very French of you.
First of all, you're not tall enough. So I don't know how that worked other than everything was on everything.
That's what I was going to say.
And The second thing is, get your ass in the shower so everything else can get clean too. Yeah. Why do I have to be so specific?
I don't know. I think it will always be that way. And I mean, I'll do it because
we're just trying to make them into good humans. Did you hear what I just did? I went,
okay. All right. We were having this conversation when we were talking about the live show the other day, which is that my daughter, okay, picture day today.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
BT dubs. She dresses very weird. She will wear like a long sleeve dress underneath like a sundress because she wants to wear the sundress. And I'm like, you can't, it's winter. It's 46
degrees.
You can't. So she dresses, it's just.
She looks like a women's studies professor at like Sarah Lawrence.
It's very unconventional.
Not a lesbian, just like woo-woo.
I absolutely want her to be her own person. I'm like, when it comes to like their hair, I want them to be, we have like certain rules about things because I don't want them to have distractions at school.
That's what it is.
Which is a little bit of this. So
yeah.
There are times I go in and you gotta change, but I'm like, when it's picture day, mommy decides.
Yeah.
One day
of the year,
and
we get
like,
to decide.
Can I put little buns in my hair? Which she does that a lot, but I go, no, I want to be able to look back and say, oh, your hair was this long and it was kind of blonde because guess what? It's going to change and
it's got to be on my wall.
And number one, it's going to be on my wall. Number two, you're going to thank me for not letting you go to school like a crazy person.
Cut
on
back
this
to my fourth grade
day.
Photo.
I mean, I warn her.
It's a cautionary tale.
All the time about it. And so I curled her hair. I did like all the stuff. She was so mad at me. I got to pick out the outfit.
She's going to love it when she sees it.
I think that she will. But you guys, she is my child. Because I remember my mom, she like gave up on asking me what to wear. She would buy matching outfits. And then she was like, okay, I'm done. You go. But I do have this sense of like, I need people to think I'm trying with you. Like, you can't be dirty. You can't wear dirty clothes.
Exactly.
But you can dress like a crazy person as long as it's not distracting.
Yeah.
Like, for you or for anybody else.
My brother owns a barbershop.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother is, I love him. I love you, Matthew. It's his birthday today.
Happy birthday.
And I love my brother. But my brother does everything in an effort to antagonize and he made these t-shirts for his barbershop, and it says, like, the best BS in town on the front.
Funny.
So, Eleanor, it's the one sweatshirt she wants to wear it's a little bit naughty. And I'm like – and on the back, it's, like, a really aggressive cartoon. And I'm like a Tasmanian devil and then a booby girl. You know, I'm like
– yeah.
All of it is, like, you're not – wearing that.
You just described your brother so well.
That's literally like his dating app. I was like, he's got a girlfriend and they're very much in love. And I really like her. And please stay. Please stay. So I said, you cannot wear that to school. And I am the devil because of that. But Eleanor's actually really easy with that stuff, almost to the other side where I'm like, all right, I've seen you in a hoodie and jeans every single day.
Where on earth would she get that?
Every day of the week. Sometimes I try. I'm like, can you wear a nice button up? I'm wearing a button up. Like, I have my own style. She has her own style. But I'm like, there's sometimes where I'm like, Eleanor's thing is she gets in the shower and she's like, my hands don't work. So I'm just going to put the conditioner on my scalp and let it do its thing. And then she forgets to fully rinse. So she's got thin hair. So it will make the top of her hair greasy.
We've all been
and
there.
It looks like she hasn't showered when she is literally just showered. So all I think all day is like she's wearing this like repeat clothes. Like we are okay. We are okay financially. We are okay as people.
A lot of us have just learned this in the last, like, we learned this too late in life. So let's helicopter and stand outside the shower and say this. Shampoo is for your scalp and conditioner is for the ends of your hair. Yes.
And also, you don't need more than a dime.
You barely need any. And kind of you don't need it.
You kind of don't.
Yeah. You could do
if
like
you give a good rinse and
detangler,
it's plenty. But Eleanor knows that it extends the life of her shower. If I'm like... If I'm like, you've been in there for 20, literally, I have unloaded and loaded the dishwasher. I have read two chapters of my book. Please, I forgot you were in here. What are you doing? She's like, in a steam bath. Sometimes I catch them sitting on the floor of the shower and nothing makes me more. I'm like, what?
Jealous. Nothing makes you jealous, more
jealous. But also like, get up and do the work and be done in 5 minutes. I'm not like, I'm not, I don't enjoy all the water waste. I want you out of the shower.
We got this new shower head and God, I love it. But it's a, and of course everybody uses our shower too.
I know everybody shares the shower.
They have this better, I think better for kids. It's a really fun magnetic shower wand that they can like all over, but they use ours and it is one shower per 30 minutes because all the hot water is gone like this, which
If you've ever lived in Nebraska, you know what that's like. We lived on a farm and like it was a race to see. It was the way you got up in the morning because whatever your shower order was, you were going to be determined whether it was going to be a cold ass shower. And in country during the winter when you are taking a cold shower, it's like a punch to the face a punch to the face and a punch to the face.
We do, I'm sure everybody does this, we do army shower, which is you have 1 minute to get in and you get get out.
Nuts, guts, butts.
Yeah, just like they do in the army. But I feel like Eleanor has a really good sense of style and luckily we get a lot of Eleanor's hand-me-downs, but she's a little bit older and she's sort of like
she's preppy.
You have a distinct style, but I think
I do.
I think she does too. Like, I think like she makes good choices for her.
She does.
And I it's really cute. And I guess if I could be more objective, which it, I think it's hard to do with your own children sometimes.
It's impossible.
I look at Delilah and her sense of style is so different than mine and I don't get it. Like, I can't buy stuff for her. I can't. But we there are ways that we are so similar and shockingly and upsettingly similar that we got an email home from the teacher. And I have to make this caveat. I love our teacher. She was Dash's teacher.
She did the right thing by emailing you.
Totally.
And I know what happened. And I think she did do the right thing. And I think you know.
I think it probably was bugging her for a long time before she sent the email. But I also know she's a very patient teacher. And she was the teacher that during lockdown and we were remote learning, yeah. I would hear her talk to my son and it reminded me, like, I can use that tone of voice. Like, she's yeah. got two kids she's at home better. Too and she's better than me. And she's, like, really understanding and, like, lets them learn in their own way. However, she goes, she sent this email home and let me start more at the end. I go, Delilah, I received an email from your teacher today. Do you have any idea what about? And she goes, is it because I'm bringing too much glam to school? And I go, what do you mean by glam? She's like lip gloss and hand lotion and sanitizer and like spa masks and things. And I'm like, yes, because you
and
already
crystals
know.
And
yes, you already know.
Vanity mirror.
Those are distractions, and you're not allowed to bring distractions to school. And she goes, yeah. And I go, well, what are you doing with them? I put them on my desk, and I play with them. So she just has this line of spa goods.
Spa goods. I know this cannot be surprising to you.
No, but I know she's got like a diffuser and a selenite wand and she's yeah. just clearing everybody's
she's
energy.
Got like,
and
she's like, got like a steam bath because she's got Jen's light mask putting on it. She's like, you know what? It's regenerating collagen. This cannot be a surprise to you because when I got on a plane with Jen, she's like, here's a sani wipe. Let me get my first. She has an emergency kit. Let me open that because I always need it because I have nothing.
Oh, my
and
God.
She's like, here's an emergency kit. Here's four different sizes of clippers. Hey, do you have any nail clippers? Jen's like, what size? I'm like, they make those? I use the one my grandfather used on horses. What do you got in that bag of yours? Jeez. And then, like, a file. Do you want the buffer kind or the whatever kind? And then makeup. She's got, like, all these. Like, literally, Jen opens her makeup bag at a show and she's got like everything is beautiful and like beautiful cases and mine's like I'm like using foundation that's in the bottom of my bag that has spilled and I'm like putting on I'm like I think there's some black from my eyeliner in there but it'll do.
I do. Now, that's true. I love that shit, but you should see my garage, okay? There are parts of my life where that is
and that's
indeed
Delilah.
Not
like
the case.
She's so, you guys are so similar in that way. She loves to decorate the world in her spirit. It's not,
totally.
it's just an extension of her little personality being like whimsical and woo-woo.
And she has, her friend has a.
I bet she has tarot cards. She's like, are you a Pisces?
Not yet. My husband's too weirded out by him, but
I'm weirded out by them.
Well, but her friend has a little sister who's in TK, and she's just the cutest thing you've ever, which is transitional kindergarten if you're from the Midwest. Because
you hit the frickin' lotto if you hit TK in California because that means you get a
free daycare.
For 1 year.
It's amazing. So she's really sweet, and I guess I just found this note – and not the spa mask in Delilah's backpack that said, Adina, I know that you're having a hard time right now, so I want you to have this spa mask for comfort or
also,
something.
Also, it will help with the dark under circles that you have that are appearing. If you just start now, they'll be better.
So she knows better than to bring stuff to school. We literally have a conversation about it once a week because she's trying to bring like a squishy or something to school that's fun, like whatever the new thing is. And I'm like, no, it's distracting. You can't.
Yes.
We got to limit her like hair, like hair ornament, what do you call it? Like all this, like scrunchies and too many barrettes. Like you have to limit it because she gets distracted anyways.
Yeah.
Like that's a thing that we deal with her learning is that like you don't have to sing a song about every math problem.
Right.
Like just get through it,
just
you know, because there's a lot of it. And so all of this had to be sent home and it started with she had really dry hands.
They're like, we need a U-Haul.
And I sent an email back to the teacher and I am effusively apologizing. I'm like, I have been trying to prevent this from happening. I could see signs of it happening. We have talks all the time. And she was like, don't worry about it. She goes, I think it comforts her. Like, of course, to have her little area. Like,
my God,
set
it makes
up
school awesome.
Yeah. And so she made me be a little bit more sensitive about it, which I appreciated. And then so what we landed on was, let's just put like a lip moisturizer.
Yeah.
And hand moisturizer, a little one, in your backpack. So if you have an emergency, you know that it's there. Like,
and she's like, can I put a couple of my crystals in there? Because you just don't know when there's a dark force.
We did add a Bath and Body Works scented hand sanitizer.
Say whatever you want. I flipping love Bath and Body Works. I'm back on that train. I went off into bougie Aesop and all that crap. And now I'm like, my whole house is like bringing back everybody to ninth grade. I'm like, you're going to have glitter on your hands and it's freaking buy 18 for $2. I'm into it.
Yeah. But she is a chip off the old block. And it's like, I see it and I'm like, I don't want, because I zero in on like my bad habits, like my bad habits, my toxic habits, and I'm like,
are they confusing her?
Am I accidentally giving those to her too? You know,
I don't think, but from my perspective, because I love both of you, I don't think they're bad habits. I think it's her little baby Jenny coming out and like an extension. But I think you're doing the right thing by reeling it in and saying like, there's a time and a place, and like the rule of no distractions is really key. Because I actually, this is a deeper dive, but when people say that I look like Finn, I see it. I know we look alike. People are like astonished how much we look alike, especially at times when we're like,
especially your fourth grade school pictures.
Oh my God. We're twins. Yeah. And we have the same haircut,
same shirt.
Yeah. Like right now his hair is very like Rue McClanahan.
You
it's very
on
big.
Avon pearl earrings on him and it's you.
Over with. Yeah. He's got way better teeth, but like whatever. But I know that we look alike. I don't, when I look at Eleanor, I'm always like, I look at her and I'm like, I don't know that we look alike. And also I think we're very different in certain ways, but I think she's so much, I think she's so much better than me. And so in her little heart spirit, aww. But Finn, when Finn is being difficult, I see myself the most, which is like this whole thing. So I've been throwing Finn under the bus for a while, and I would just like to make it fair and throw Eleanor under the bus right now and say that my daughter, I think in a million ways she is so special. And I probably, to Finn, he's 100% like, she's your favorite. And I'm like, she's super nice to me.
You know what? She's just effort made.
We spent 20 minutes in the car coming up with a shimmer dance to the Grease soundtrack.
Yeah.
And all you asked me for is a goddamn bottle of Prime, which I said no to 45 minutes in a row. And I wanted to just put my head in a trash compactor by the time I got home. So the experiences are different. I love you both. So I seriously, like, anyway, Eleanor's big thing is like, she's real chill.
Yeah.
And I am not chill. I have operated like I am running an 8-table section my whole life. I walk fast. I go from A to B fast. I make mistakes because I go too fast. I get frustrated if I can't go fast. I'm Finn. Finn is me. And so like, I'm always like bobbing and weaving and like walking through the house fast. I never go from the stairs upstairs to the kitchen and think I can mosey this. Even if I don't have any reason to go, I'm never slow. She just is like, let me hold on to this butterfly. I'll say to her in the morning, as I've said a million times, how many times have you guys said this? You're like, okay, you guys, we got to go. We're going to be late. Like, Finn's got a bus. Eleanor's got a bus. I'm like, let's go. Let's go. We got to go. And get your shoes on. Eleanor, please get your shoes on. Get your backpack. Where's your notebook's out. She's kind of messy. It's all over the place. And I'm trying to teach her not sound crazy, but this is exactly what she did yesterday. I go, Eleanor, where are your tap shoes? Oh, those have been lost now for about 3 weeks. I'm like, what have you been wearing to tap? And she's like, yours? And I'm like, those are 3 sizes too big. Those cannot work. And she goes, yeah, they're not. I go, okay, so now we have to get you new tap shoes because they are going to be too small by the time we find them. Fine, we're new. Okay, fine. Go get your regular shoes on. Goes upstairs, comes down. She's like, Mom, I found my sheet music for piano. Oh. I go, that was 2 years ago. Those books are from 2 years ago.
Well, I knew I'd find it eventually.
Can you please find the shoes that you need to put on your freaking feet, please? Oh, God. Like, I am losing my mind. And so Eleanor's, like, difference in me is the thing I'm trying not to, I don't know, like, I feel like when I tell her that I want her to be faster and show more hustle, it feels like I'm criticizing her or saying, like, the way I do it is right. But in some ways, I'm like, the way I do it is right.
Well, you gotta meet in the middle. I mean,
she's really, like, she's fine to, like, she'll start thinking about, you know, like, she'll think about anything. She'll think about, like, hey, Mom, I really like this nightlight. And I'm like, get your shoes.
Frustrating, I know. And then sometimes I'll do a countdown. I'll start counting backwards. And then Delilah will just start crying. And I'm like, I am counting. When has counting ever made anyone cry? But it's, like, too much pressure.
I know.
But I do feel like that is our job to, like, there are things about your everybody's personality that are unique and great and don't need to be, like, you know.
They get that from you.
Or that you don't necessarily have to, like, change. You just have to make them work. Like, I believe in self-care. I believe you should have, like, moisturizer and stuff like that, because literally the root of it is that you care. It means you're taking care of your body.
It's just
at
tricky.
Some level.
You've got to navigate.
But I would never be like, I am going to make sure I do this, like, self-care thing before I do work.
Right.
I would
say that my kid gets to do this thing because I don't want to hurt her feelings. I'm like, no. The world is, we all work together.
Yes.
We all cooperate. And a desk, can you imagine if I were a student across from Delilah and she had all that stuff on her desk? I'd be like, whoa.
It's distracting,
like,
to them.
Do you see what I mean? But,
yes.
Like, so that's where you're coming from. You're not mad that she likes all these things. You're just upset that, like, you're trying to teach her that, like, she can't take her life and her mess and make it somebody else's. And Eleanor can't do that either.
Exactly.
She cannot make us late.
That's right.
I always say to her, I go, someday you're going to have the most fun in your life when you have girl roommates. And you know what people don't like? Messy roommates. So you need to clean up after yourself, because you're going to have the best time or you're going to have the worst time. So you need to make sure stuff is clean. Because my son is actually really tidy and Eleanor is a disaster. And also she's weird and I love her weird, but, like, she's weird about, like, she's got this display of these freaking wigs and, like, these canes and all of this weird stuff that you can't touch, but then it's just underwear everywhere. I'm like, Eleanor, when you have roommates, I always say that, because I think she's really, like, that's, like, a glory to her. I'm like, when you have roommates, you cannot leave your underpants crotch up in the bathroom. It's just freaking tacky, okay?
Yeah.
It's freaking tacky.
Yeah.
So, like, can we just do that? Like,
I know, but you know, or you got to get a college roommate that's just like you. Cause Mandy and I had, like, one pile for dirty laundry and dirty dishes. So it was, that worked, but I'm not like that anymore. Like,
I know, I would say Allie Bell would love to chime in right now and be like, Kristen, your underwear were in the bathroom all the time. And we found them in the front yard once. I'm like, don't worry about it.
Yeah. Actually, I saw this really great hack on Instagram today, which was Pamela Anderson always keeps backup underwear, a backup thong in her, you know, which is my genius idea. And she uses a hair tie.
Yeah. Mine would be fine to use as, like, a zip line.
People would be more like, his feet smell bad. Oh, nope. That's not.
Kristen, your hair smells like soup.
Why do I smell Campbell's thick and hearty? Yikes.
Kristen, I don't think you're supposed to wear them and then use them as a scrunchie.
But this is...
That's disgusting.
I mean, this is what I worry about, though, with my kids is, like, you can't... What's the worst thing? Like, if you were in an argument with your husband, the worst thing...
Say to him, so many, you want 10? No. Go ahead.
Okay, let me... Hold on. You jumped on that too
quick. Sorry.
All right. Was, like, if he were to say, your mom does that or something like that to me, I would be like... Sign this paper here, sir, and then leave. But like, that hurts, because you see these, like, things that you don't like about your mom and you don't want them to become you. I mean, that's as honest as I can be. And I worry about the things I don't like about myself, my kids picking up on. And it's not, I mean,
what would be this thing that would make you, what attribute of yours do you really worry that would become theirs that wouldn't be a positive? Like, what's the thing? Is it?
One thing is that, like, I will dig in about stuff. I'm not always somebody who's like, I'm right about everything. But if I'm right, I'll die on that fucking hill. And yeah. it's bad. Like, and I know.
But what's the other option is to be like, you're right. Like, we can't fucking say that to them. We can't be like, I know what you mean. You feel like you don't bend, which is so funny because I look at you and I'm like, you're the most reasonable person I know. Like, you don't freak out.
But when Delilah pushes back, is that me? When she like is like
mothering,
she's just trying to figure out how to make her way work. Is she getting that from me?
That's it's called tenacity. It just needs to be, harnessed. That's what I think. I think that they're trying to they're trying to make their own way, and we're in their way. Because we're in their way, we're making their way safer and better, and like they don't want to hear it, but they're taking it in. That's what I think it is. I think it is like I think it's okay to say hustle is important. I also think it's okay to say, Eleanor, your calm nature makes me feel very vulnerable and very open to talking about my feelings. It's whether you have the ability to recognize that there's a yin for a yang.
Yeah.
You know, there's a way to say, like, and also I think it's fully fucking fair that we have no time for bullshit. And there's just times where a little bit of a pop is very, not pop like as in a hit,
yeah.
A pop as in like, hey, cool it. Like, get to the door. Like, get your shoes. You're going too slow. Like, we are not unraveling their feelings because we are direct. I think screaming every single day is not cool. It's something I work on because I feel like lately my kids, like, if it's not one, it's the other. And they're just working me. And I'm
relentless.
Like,
yes.
I'm like, this is not fresh. I've been at it for like 2.5, 3 hours. And then my husband comes in after going to grad school and he loses it in 4 minutes. I'm like, you don't get to lose it in four minutes.
You've got hours of being patient before you get to yell at somebody.
Yeah. Literally last night I go, I just want you to know that what you're seeing right now, and it was Eleanor being like, I can't find my iPad, and Finn got his iPad, and it's not fair that we can't be at iPads during the week. And Finn's like, whoa, 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 like goading her, and she's like, shut up. And I told Colin, I go, this is what it is every single night, and I try like hell to keep it cool, but I can't keep it cool. So now you do it.
Yeah.
You do it and you keep it cool, because I think we're trying so hard to maintain that everything has a beginning, like a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're trying to say like, hey, I'm trying to direct you like this in a nice, calm way so that you make good decisions. So the direction is clear. But sometimes you're just like, fuck it. I'm in the middle of parenting right now and I can't care.
Yeah. I don't have time and I don't have the energy.
The end game is not the game now.
To explain to you why. It's just the answer is the answer.
Because mommy said so.
Yeah.
Like Finn will say why and I go, I'm sorry. You think I owe you an explanation? I don't.
No.
Mm-mm. I don't owe you anything.
I say this thing to my kids, which I think sounds so horrible and threatening, but it works.
I'll see yours. I'm not going to leave you out alone.
I say, do you want me to ruin your day?
Yeah.
Because you're really ruining mine.
I love that.
Yeah. And then they're like, I think I know what that means. I think it means that she's about to snap. Yeah. Like, I'm going to lose everything.
I always say,
my toothbrush.
I will take away everything that you know is fun. Everything, I will take it away.
You don't even know we're fun. Like,
yeah. I'm like, I'll take away the door on your bedroom just because I think maybe on some level you being able to close your bedroom door would be fun. I will take it all away. I'll take away your reading chair, which you never use.
Yeah. All of a sudden, that's the thing. You take it away and all
you
of
take
a sudden
it away.
They want that thing too. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I will not. Sometimes I'm like, I know the words I'm saying right now have a point. And then there's times I'm like, I just want you to go to bed so I can enjoy my night.
Please
just go to bed.
Yeah.
Go to bed.
And I think that every mom tries to start out with because I do explain things, and I'm not explaining it because I'm apologizing or because I feel
the
need
to
explain.
You're trying to teach them.
I'm trying to teach them logic. And I try to do things like, if you do X, then – you know, why will happen. So wouldn't it be better if why didn't happen? So like, if you pick up your shoes, they won't get eaten by the dog.
Right.
You like these shoes, right? Yeah. So I'm just trying to help their brain.
But then 20 times down the road, you're just like, pick up your damn shoes, man.
Yeah, I'm just throwing like, those shoes I'm up the steps. Yeah. And I'm like, whatever happens to them happens.
Yeah.
I did my best. But it's like the thing with, I think the thing with Eleanor, if I can say this, this is not me like parenting tipping or anything at all, but it's because Kristen moves really fast and I move really slow and I always have. But the thing that I learned that about myself was because Kristen is hates being late, gives her anxiety. Yeah. The idea of like being late or like
making people wait on me
is upsetting for her. I feel the same way and I have to start earlier because I hate rushing.
Yeah.
I know that like Kristen can get ready for a show, like one of our live shows. She will wake up from a nap 20 minutes beforehand. And I am up 2 hours like beforehand getting ready because
– Jen's like, you should blend in your foundation. It's just on the left side of your face. I'm like, oh.
Because the idea of rushing to me gives me anxiety.
Yeah, and rushing is my normal
state. Yes, the idea of going slow gives you anxiety.
Yeah.
But it really probably took me till I was like – 25 to be like, oh, I hate this feeling of being behind.
Yeah. That is definitely a young man's game too. Cause like I was terrible at time management and then I made everybody, my shit was everybody else's shit. And like,
yeah,
it was just hard to like, I remember like waiting tables jobs. I would show up like literally at the time I was supposed to clock in, which isn't cool. It's like absolutely Lombardi time. Be 15 minutes earlier. Yeah. You're late. Like, and I had a manager one time tell me, he's like, I need to talk to you. And I was like, you know, I was like, in the height of my 20s being like very like self-centered and being like, oh my God, everything is hard for me. And he's like, I like you so much, but you're making your problems my problems. Mm-hmm. And it makes me like you less.
Yeah.
And I was like, I will never, ever forget those words. My mother has been trying to say that to me for literally, as she just said it 15 minutes ago, and I'm annoyed by her, but you said it and now I'm going to listen. And I kind of like changed me. And Eleanor will have those moments too. I think what I worry about is this is a thing that I feel like my mom was critical and she was very good at it. So she would say it in a way sometimes where I'm trying not to say anything bad about her because I'm like,
oh, wow. Are we supposed to not say bad things about our moms?
No, but you know what I mean?
Because
there's a thousand, there's so many things about her that are lovely, and I always feel bad when I'm going to say something that isn't awesome, but she would be critical until I heard the criticism. So sometimes if it was a criticism that was done one time and I didn't respond, she would try it new ways until I got it. So that, like, fifth or sixth time she said the thing about the thing, it was really harsh and it would cut. And I was like, I don't want to convince Eleanor that hustle is important and she's not listening to me the first time. So then I say it in a way that's a little bit meaner or a little bit more like manipulative or would, I just want her to know that I think a little bit of get up and go is a good thing in life. And she doesn't have to be like me. She just has to be like punctual and responsible.
Yeah,
and
that's and it a can, planning thing.
It is, but I'm incredibly self-conscious about feeling too critical, especially towards her for some reason, only because I know her to be so vulnerable and she's so freaking sweet. And I don't want to unsweeten her. Finn, on the other hand, I'm like, I'm just going to scream this thing first because I know you're not going to listen to the first 25 times.
I mean, words matter. And because the words matter to you when you receive them, they matter to you like when you say them.
Yes,
and you,
I try
you,
really
you think
hard.
Think about them a lot. But like Britt, who has only gushing things to say about his mother, is like, oh, she said one time, I should never wear my hair back because I have such a long forehead. And like
it forever.
It sticks with him. He thinks he has a big forehead now. Like,
yeah. Yeah. I think that was where my mom never said stuff like that, but I did remember like, I was like, woo, shots fired, you know? And it felt like, just a practice that I didn't want to do. Also, I'm sure I was the world's biggest pain in the ass and that I had exhausted her. Knowing what I know now, I had exhausted her to the point of she's like trying to get through to me something. And I was like, oh, that one I heard. But that one hurt my feelings. Like, that one hurt, and I heard it. Yeah. And it, like, would – but now what I know now is perspective is everything. But at that time, you don't have that. So no. I'm just trying really hard to be careful with them, even though this age sucks.
Yeah. We're running out of patience to choose careful words. That's
should I
for sure.
Should I jump into a hot flash to change the tone
God,
of this?
Please.
You guys, I'm really excited about this hot flash. I okay. really am. I got to tell you, I have some feelings brewing. And my husband knows. And I think he's on board
he's
with
okay
them.
With it. Or he's good. He's going to watch or join in.
I think What's he happening? Really likes him too. And so it's not in a, you know, listen, that is reserved solely for Brad Pitt. Yeah. He has been. Yeah.
That's their one threesome they're gonna do.
I'm not invited.
Oh, okay.
No, they're gonna hot. He doesn't want to go that far. He just wants to hot tub with Brad, and I think he would like to walk down Hollywood memory lane with Brad. I don't think he wants to. Maybe a cuddle and maybe a kiss. Yeah. That would be the heart. That
I
would
think
be the
Brad
heart
has of it. That effect on most men where they're like, oh, he's like the coolest
he's
guy.
He's the coolest.
And let's just be friends.
Let's just be friends, but maybe without our shirts on and we can just
hold each other.
We can maybe we go to a spa together and like
or
we're
maybe
in a hot
I
tub.
Give you a back rub and then
you give
me
a
back
rub.
And,
yeah. Oh yeah, Colin, that'd be Colin's thing. Yeah. That okay. just more of that. Like maybe a ass slap as you walk by, like, you know, in a real that's masculine, feminine sense. Pedro Pascal.
Who?
Pedro Pascal.
Who?
Oh, my God. Jen.
Oh, my God. Who is that?
Oh, my God. Okay, so he's on a show. I get this show title messed up all the time. It is not This Is Us. Very different from The Last of Us.
Oh, yes.
Which is on gosh. HBO, and it's this post-apocalyptic zombie show that, like, it has a different tone to it than zombie shows in the past. And I was a big – I'm a big Walking Dead fan. Like, oh, I like those kind of shows.
No, I don't. Mostly, zombies scare me. They're
They are scary, but I kind of find them I love it much more than Wi-Fi, but I don't watch it as much as everything else. But, like, zombie shows are fun. They're kind of like Knots Landing with gore.
Okay.
So I dig them. And Colin and I, when I'm, like, both pregnancies – because – Walking Dead was on for 40 years.
Oh my God,
I was like, this guy's still alive? Like, we would watch it together all the time. So The Last of Us has been our show. And
I've heard so many good things about it.
The first episode, I was like, am I bored? But that just gave me time to focus on the Pedro. Okay, I love him so much. And here's the thing. So he has been a working actor since he was like 17 or 18, living in New York. And he'd done a lot of stuff, but like not big stuff. But like if he were to never be where he is right now, any person would look back on his career and be like, damn, man, you did work. You're not like hungry. You just aren't at that place where everybody knows you. And so like the fact that now in his like late 40s, everybody is starting to know him and he's got all these wonderful friendships from coming up as an actor. And he was on one of those lie detector shows where they put a lie detector and ask you a question. And he was asked the question, do you ever go to fan Instagram accounts when you're feeling bad about yourself and see what they say? And Jen, started to giggle so hard. And he's like, yes. And they were going,
oh my gosh.
And they go, what's the name of it? And he goes, fans of Pedro Pascal. And he like knew the names of the Instagram account. And I just think he is...
Oh, he was on Game of Thrones, too.
He was on Game of Thrones, but he wasn't like...
Oberyn.
Yes, but he's not like the main of anything. Yeah. You know who else he was?
Really
he was the
cute.
Bad guy.
Yeah.
He was like the bad good guy that you kind of felt bad for in Wonder Woman, the second one. And you would see him and go, oh, yeah, that guy. But now you're like, oh, what's up, guy?
The first video that comes up is Pedro Pascal on being the internet's daddy.
Here's what I'll say. He also, you'll love this. This is why he's perfect for both of us. His style is fucking perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
He wears like bell-bottom jeans with like a 1970s turtleneck and like a wide frame thing.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
the glasses
what
he chooses
is your game? I am into it. Like, he like was on like a show and he was wearing this like cool suit that had like a double breasted thing. And they go, you look a little uncomfortable. And he's like, so uncomfortable. And he's like, they were like, do you want to take off your jacket? And he goes, and ruin the look? And I was like,
God, I love him. I love that commitment. He's amazing. I love it.
I love him in interviews. He just got interviewed about being on Buffy the Vampire Slayer for literally 6 seconds. And he made it like a 20-minute interview. I'm like, I love him. He's awesome.
Okay, that's another reason. I'm going to watch that show. I don't even like vampires, but I've heard that like—
I think you'll like this.
No. Let me back that up. I love vampires. Zombies, I don't like. I don't like how they move. I don't know. I'm not.
Because it's fast and they'll kill you?
Yeah. I don't like the weird, like, out of
You're going to freak.
Thing.
This is a whole new world. It. And also, you're going to freak because you're going to be like, this actually makes sense. This actually makes sense. And it was based on a video game and it's cool. It is a really nice show for my husband and I to watch together because we just need something to get along.
I have a mom box.
Great.
This is from a mom to these moms and about another mom. We had to read this as a very special call out to our first guest that we've ever had.
Oh, Jenny. Okay.
This is from Jody P. I just wanted to thank you for sharing your mutual friend Jenny with us. And I'm especially grateful that she shared the story of her daughter. As a mom of a child with autism, I could relate with her story, even though hers is so much more heartbreaking. It's so hard, especially when it's your firstborn and you're struggling to figure out what to do when you know something just isn't right. I'm so glad she fought for her daughter and got answers. And guess what? I live in Connecticut. So if there's a fundraiser here for Rett syndrome, count me in. You ladies continue to bring light and laughter to my life, and I look forward to each new episode. Keep up the great work and hope you come out east soon. Jody. Thank you for that beautiful message.
That
Jody.
Will mean a lot to her too.
It's gonna mean so much.
She's a badass. We had a great time and I feel really happy that she was like our first guest because she could
Guys, we had
to cut some of the episode out because
all we did was talk and answer questions for her.
We were the biggest dicks, but it took us a second. And then we kept her in and cut some of us out. And so you got the best of the episode.
Okay.
Have we podcasted?
Okay,
I really need that food that you ordered
from. The rest of this beer.
Yeah.
All right. That was our podcast.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Woo.